Jesus, along with his disciples, was invited to a wedding near his boyhood home of Nazareth. Because Mary was either related to one of the families or a very good friend, she also was at the wedding. Indeed, Mary seems to be more than a guest, but serving in part as a hostess. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." This startling situation was more dire than it first seems. At that time, a Jewish wedding celebration was a week-long festival of eating and drinking, showing the couple that God richly provides for those who trust in him. Wine itself was an Old Testament symbol of physical and spiritual joy. By running out of wine, the marriage would start under the specter of gloom and poverty. Mary turned to Jesus, who had yet to perform any miracles, to help remedy the situation. He seemed to be reluctant to act, but Mary, in faith, directed the servants to listen to her son, to do whatever he requested, even if it seemed somewhat out of place. St. Paul summarized this idea, "We walk by faith, not by sight." This is the foolishness of God, which is wiser than the wisdom of men. This is the faith which trusts that God provides for both our spiritual and physical good. His ways may not always agree with our ways, but we trust him rather than our own understanding. May our Lord grant that we have faith like Mary, trusting in God to act for our eventual good. Amen.